Harper Audio presents Bread of the Dead, a Santa Fe Cafe Mystery by Ann Myers, performed by Chris Dukart. Chapter 1. I love holidays, especially those with food, which is pretty much any holiday worth celebrating. I adore painting pants on gingerbread men and molding chocolate into bunnies, and I'll jump at any excuse to make and eat pie. But right now, lugging a box of skulls across downtown Santa Fe, I wasn't so sure about this holiday. Perhaps it was the weather, turning blustery and cold, or my friend Flory, who was starting to worry me, or maybe it was all the bones. I'm not a big fan of bones, but you can't have the Day of the Dead without them. November 1st was a few days away, and Santa Feans had decked out their adobe city in every manner of festive death decor, from painted skulls to dancing skeletons. I paused in front of a particularly elaborate window display, hoping to distract Flory from her complaints of the past several blocks. "Check out this storefront, Flory," I said to my elderly friend and boss. "There's an entire wedding party, plus a mariachi band. Impressive." I peered in at the diorama populated by Barbie doll-sized skeletons. They strummed guitars, danced, drank, and laughed, their chalky white figures adorned in colorful flowers and formal attire. A wall of disembodied skulls watched over the joyfully macabre scene. Like the skulls I was carrying, they were made of sugar, water, and powdered meringue, and decorated in rainbow swirls of icing. Flory stopped beside me, setting down her bag and bumping her Harry Potter style.